you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. We hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
Reading from Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, January 9th, 2023. How about that verse to start off a new week? Well, I'm here at the home studio, and I realized I didn't have my book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, as I brought it in last Thursday to share with some of the ministry leaders and pastors, and I left it there. And because I'm at the home studio, we're going to have a little shift on today's edition of Mark and Friends. In fact, I picked out three great songs, two really upbeat, one by Steve Camp, "Revive Us, O Lord." What a great thing to think about, to pray for, to be aware of during this hurting time, and yet God is always at work. And you might be his redemptive vehicle today to transform someone's life for all eternity by what you say or share or how you model Jesus to somebody around you. That'll be followed up by Crystal Lewis with her powerful voice, "The Solid Rock." And then I'll probably close out with "Come Lift Up Our Souls" by Michael Card. It's kind of a contemplative, meditative, almost a mournful lamentation, but I think it's just so powerful, and it inspires me, even though the storyline is about being in the midst of despair, kind of searching, hoping, looking for God. A mournful song helping us cling to, reach out, recognize our need for God, and how he can lift us up during times of despair, or when we're hurting, or basically just discombobulated. And that can be any of us. At various times, we may have great highs and various lows, and so I trust these three selections will minister to you this day. And so here's Steve Camp, "Revive Us, O Lord," followed by "The Solid Rock" by Crystal Lewis.
ever been disowned. The spirit that raised Christ from the dead compels us to his throne. Revive us, O Lord. Revive us, O Lord. And cleanse us from our impurities and make us holy. Hear our cry and revive us, O Lord. Thank you.
Yes, on Christ the solid rock I stand. May you all stand, for there is no other ground but sinking sand. The Lord is our rock. He's our fortress. He's who we can lean into, cling on to, go to. We have the privilege of worshiping Him as Lord and Savior of all, King of kings, Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you, God, for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Well, listening friends, as mentioned, I'm broadcasting from the home studio. I left my prayer book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, at our Champaign studio. In fact, soon I'll be out the door heading to Springfield to work with the WLUJ staff today. Holly will be joining me as she's doing various tasks, clerical and some audio editing, trying to train her to be able to do a number of different things. And so thank you, God, for technology and our various studios to enable us to broadcast that good news message to you on our 19 frequencies. We're getting close to being able to send out the Big God, Bright Future, Blessed Opportunities notice that I know will be an encouragement to all of you that supported us in 2022. If you haven't given for a while and you consider yourself a part of our radio listening family, we want you to receive this newsletter notice. Call us today. We'd love to hear from you, 217-367-7777 and 217-528-2300. Together we do better, and as we march forward in this new year, we see God opening up great possibilities, and we're seizing opportunities to extend His kingdom glory, power, and authority in all that we do. Well, as mentioned on the front end of this broadcast, I'm going to close out with a song by Michael Card titled Come Lift Up Your Sorrows, as it's not always an easy time. A new year doesn't guarantee that things just go well, that everything works out, that there's no trials or tribulations. We're in a sick-filled, fallen world. There are disappointments and anguish and suffering and pain, and it touches all of our lives. Just being a follower of Jesus doesn't mean it all works out well, at least on this side of heaven. Ultimately, we know it does. But I trust for someone today, this song was meant for them, and may it be an encouragement and a reminder that God can, in fact, lift up your sorrows, bring you comfort, affirm you in various ways because He loved you, He created you, He designed you, and He wouldn't have had it any other way. He loves you. Here's Michael Card, Come Lift Up Your Sorrows, and let me close out with the two verses I opened up the program with from Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Hallelujah. Well, on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, the Testimony Tuesday edition, John Wieland, our special speaker at last Thursday's Ministry Leaders Network luncheon, will be in the studio to talk about his book, Uncommon Threads, Weaving a Life Through Family, Business, and Faith. And he'll talk about the importance of storytelling, something that Jesus did often. And we can use our story, our testimony, to reveal spiritual truths or to encourage people, to show empathy and concern and compassion. There's a power in telling a story. So hear all about it on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends. So if you have fallen, if you are weak, if you have sorrow, if you have pain, if you are heavy laden, make a sacrifice of all your shame. He's waiting for you to worship Him with your wounds. In your wilderness, He's waiting for you. I'll close out with Michael Card singing, Come Lift Up Your Sorrows. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
If you are wounded, and if you're alone, if you are angry, if your heart is cold as stone, if you have fallen, and if you are weak, then come find the worth of God that only the suffering. Lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your shame there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you. Worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too. He has not stuttered, and He has not lied. When He said, Come unto Me, you're not disqualified. When you're heavy laden, you may want to depart, but those who know sorrow, they're closest to His heart. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship Him. who will enter in and trust to cry out to him. And you'll find no curtain there, no reason left for fear. There's perfect freedom here to weep every unwept tear. Come lift up your sorrow,
lift up your sorrow,
and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share. There in your wilderness,
there in your wilderness,
he's waiting for you,
he's waiting for you,
to worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too.
Come lift up,
come lift up your sorrow,
offer your pain, oh yeah,
and offer your pain. A sacrifice
of all your shame,
of all your shame, there in your wilderness, he's waiting for you,
he's waiting for you,
to worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded. Worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. Come worship him.